time for...
Wait for it.
That's right, you guessed it. It's Bughouse Square. It's just Bughouse Square.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week on Bughouse Square.
Well,
I got some things up my sleeve, I do. I've got a couple of flea market finds. I've got a couple of contributors that I'm excited about. Yuri G has corresponded with me to a certain extent. We're not sure. Sometimes, you know, he just sends things out. But he's a busy man. But we've got a bunch of good records. So stay tuned. It's going to be 2 hours of just, you know, good.
Man, come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man, come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men.
Killed in the river.
Some strange man was that, a vigilante man. A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot
his brother
and sister
really?
Down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they
herded
us
around like a wild herd
of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Thank you. the martyr or the soldier. You can hear Jack say, we'll be right back.
Yeah, Talking Heads. I love that song. The Good Thing. It's a good tune. Hey, it's Radio Valencia. It's Bughouse Square. Little thing we do every Tuesday. Right here, live in the Radio Valencia storefront extravaganza that you can find near the corner of 22nd and Mission in the beautiful Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's still dark. It's still dark because, you know why? Because it's January. So, you know, we do what we got to do. But it's been beautiful here. If you, it's really, the weather's been nice the last week. Just, you know, got a little inversion thing, so the air can be a little tasty. But I don't know. The Bay Area in the winter after the rains, that's my favorite. What can I tell you? Now, as far as the situation going around in this country, that is another thing. Let me talk about this music that we played. That was the Talking Heads, of course. Before that, The Cure. Oh, man. If you can't catch on to that, I apologize. But that's like that little riff or whatever it is that this like hooks me in, and I'm sorry. You know, whatever that, however long that song was. But I dig it. Thank you, Lisa. You've left this mortal coil, but you left this record behind. Thank you. We opened up with Lou Reed, right from the Rock and Roll Animal. This is an awesome record, and I know I did like the intro into Sweet Jane, but for me that's like live. So if you're like in a band, like if you're like, there's still people who play like have like rock bands and stuff. So there's people who could rock, and that was like, that was so live rock, and those guitar tones that they got with just those amps turned up, and it's just a big crowd. I mean, that's special. We opened up with Woody Guthrie. let's see. Let's do this. Let's just get back into the music, shall we? This is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Something like you want to let your 10-year-old kid listen to. We'll be right back.
my shoes on left. Got a little lady walk that street, telling all the boys it's crazy. $20 bill, I can sit you straight. Meet me on the corner, boy, don't be in a suit with a bow tie neck, wanna buy a truck with a fake money check. Standing on the porch of the Lido Hotel, bruises in the lobby, love the way I sell. I dream, I rat, I guess, I guess, I
Oh,
Frank Zappa. Hot Rats, that was. Yeah, Hot Rats. So I was doing a lot of thinking during that, like, you know, 8-minute song or whatever. Could be 9 minutes. Could be nine. I think it's in the singles. And I was thinking about how, like, how live music is so necessary in our lives to have that. To have live music, to have people, like, actually playing things right in front of you and listening to it and grooving upon it and just really, like, you know, becoming part of the whole thing, you know? So don't forget that, you know? Good live music. Get out and see some live music. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is Buckhouse Square. It's Radio Valencia. I want to thank them for just taking me in. I was whooped, man. I was out there wandering. And they took me in. They didn't judge me. They just wanted a certain amount of money every month. And everything's cool. So that's just like, it's beautiful. And they're good people. And I dig it. So if you come through the website and you're looking for a show, there's open slots. Check out some of the programming. That was a shout out to John Hell, man, because he's got the show after us. Here is John Hell's live bootleg bonanza. And I know he appreciates live stuff because that's the, you know, and that's, it's so important now because there's so much generated stuff that's not, it comes from a dark place. And I don't know, you know, I don't want to like stand up on a thing like, you know, computer, you know, music has no value. And it of course it will. There's no stopping it now. But the one thing that can stop it is live music. And not necessarily stop it, but they can take everything down, but man, they can't take the live music down. You know, when we're all together doing our thing, they can't fuck with that at all. It's like, here we are. Instrument to your ears. It's a beautiful thing, right? We had Black Sabbath in there. So this can't come. We're about to play Ed War, Iron Man. That's what I said. That's a good song. And this cat comes in. He's got fucking like baggies around his shoes. So I'm like, all right, yeah, the door's open. You know, we got all kind of. It's a very rich strata of society that rolls past this place. And the guy's like, he's scowling. And I'm like, what's wrong, man? You know, he's standing by the door, you know. And he's like, it doesn't sound, and I kind of like listen, and I'm like, and he's like, you don't know, because you're listening to all the time, and you know, and he's kind of giving me the loud music lecture to a certain extent, but he knew the material, right? And he's like, I know, that's why I stopped, because I know this song, and I know that there's, you know, it's doing something, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. I'm going to work on it, okay? And he's like, okay, and we came to an agreement, and he walked out. And I'm like, damn, all right. Kind of like, this is the, you know, I mean, that's the flavor of the neighborhood. And then I go to the next song, and I, like, touch the fader on the song that was playing. And it totally changed the sound, and it was like, oh man, that fucker was spot on. Spot fucking on.
Getting up and going down. High to low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best. You move away, do you hear what I say? From under my breath. Won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail.
Tonight it's gonna be a jailbreak.
Be right.